Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode 9 of the Dick Van Mike Show.
Welcome back to episode 9?
Well, not welcome back to
episode... Welcome to.
Jesus, Murphy. I'm sure you guys have listened to, we got Dick with us
this week. What's up?
Wouldn't be the Dick Van Mike Show without him. Might be a little better with a Dick, though.
I don't know. Did you do it on your own?
No. It wouldn't be nearly as funny.
Yeah, I thought about it, like, before you ever approached me about
it would just
this,
be my spastic ass just talking about absolute nonsense for an hour and a half.
Before you ever approached me about starting this, I was sitting there going, like, if I started my own show, like, would I even be able to do it by myself?
I watched your streams. You have a hard time coming up with shit to talk with enough.
I need something. I need a person.
You got to think like me more. Whatever comes through your head, throw it out your mouth.
That's not a good idea.
Cancel culture.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we got stickers.
Stickers.
We still got stickers. We tell you guys every week. We still got stickers.
We're gonna keep bringing it up until we're out. But then when we're out, we're gonna order more so that we can continue bothering you about getting stickers.
Basically, we're gonna be down your fucking throat the entire duration of this.
I got an idea.
What's your idea?
So if anyone wants a sticker, DM us your mailing address.
Yeah, just do that.
My dad laughed at us when we were talking about last time, and I was like, oh, we'll have to go pick up stamps, or I'll have to go to the post office and get stamps. And my dad's like, you guys are talking about a dollar.
It's literally a dollar.
It's like, and I'm sitting there going like, yeah, I probably sounded pretty petty and pathetic when we were talking about
that. Get a 50 roll of stamps for $50. Yeah. Done.
So you want a sticker? DM us the address.
Bam.
I'll send it out.
Bam. Bam.
Done.
I don't know.
Simple.
How you been, Rich?
Been good. I forgot to check if there was any birthdays this week and stuff, though.
Of course you did.
Let me do it right now. Do me a quick Google. Just type in birthdays for... What's the date this is going to air?
I don't know. That's up to you. You tell me.
I'll tell you right now. The date that this is going to air, once I type in the right words and get an actual calendar, because... Max is silly that way. February 2021. 25th. February 25th.
Okay. Let's see what we got. George Harrison. Sean Astin.
Okay.
You know who Sean Astin is, right?
I know the name. I just can't.
Samwise Gamgee.
Right.
You fuck. Joe Santagato! Yeah!
That's hilarious. I'm going to send this right to him.
Yo, we bet. Yeah. Well, my freak out better make it into the episode, though.
Yeah, it is.
I better.
That's a guy I ripped on him a couple weeks ago.
And Fred Van Fleet for the sports fans out here.
Cool.
Point guard for the Raps.
Do you remember I ripped on the Joe Santagato's show?
Yeah, because their quality is poorer than ours.
Their audio quality. I shouldn't say shit, though, if I'm going to send this
to
him.
It's not shit, but ours is better.
But I'm going to...
Fight me.
He's going to be one of the people I want to DM to try and get as a guest on here.
100%. That would be amazing.
Yeah. So I started coming up with a list, eh?
And Rashida Jones, too, actually.
Who's that?
Rashida Jones?
Yeah.
I don't remember who she was, but she was Jim's girlfriend that wasn't Pam in The Office. That, like, Latina-looking one.
Trying to remember it, but I don't watch a lot of Office.
You're the worst.
I was trying to put together like a list of people who I'd want to have as a guest on here.
Joe Santagato.
Joe Rogan. A lot of Joes. A lot of average Joes. But like Ryan Reynolds.
You know what? He's actually pretty responsive with his fans as well.
Is he?
I did find on TikTok, I believe last year, middle of last year, that a bunch of students from Georgian College in Barry had reached out to him and said, hey, we're doing like a movie for our film class in college, and we would love it if you would narrate it for us. And he ended up getting back to them and did it for them.
No way.
It was the funniest fucking thing, but he did. He did do it for them. He only did like the introduction for them, but it was still, they had Ryan Reynolds in there.
Okay, so full disclosure,
Ryan Reynolds.
I DM'd him last week.
Did you? Did he yeah, respond?
Not yet. As of today, he hasn't responded yet. And I sent him something like, you're probably our favorite Canadian actor.
He's the best.
Or something along those lines. And I was like, launch on this show.
I would shit my pants if we had Ryan Reynolds on this podcast.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to handle it. My dad made a comment to me a few weeks ago about like like what he was asking me about, like who I'd want as a guest, and I was kind of naming like celebrities, and he's like, okay, but in all seriousness, like how, like if you had a celebrity, you'd have to really prepare for it. I'm like, yeah, I know, but
100%.
He's like, how would you? And I'm sitting there going, like, fuck, I don't know. Like, how honestly, do you prepare for a guy like Ryan Reynolds to sit in this room with us and shoot the shit?
It seems like even if we didn't, even if we had him on like the video, whatever call, the like, whatever form we is. Did, but regardless, it seems like the people that we are trying to pick are kind of the kind of people that would be able, like, responsive to how we run this podcast, kind of like improv and fucking absolutely nonsense.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking like anyone though. Like, you know who would be really cool for us specifically because we're musicians? Paul McCartney.
No.
Why do you say no?
This guy's going to just be like sipping his tea, having a good ass morning in the UK, and we're going to go, yo, sup, dude? Crack okay, a beer but, with, yo, fucking yo. And he's going to go, you guys are fucking imbeciles.
Have you ever watched old Beatles interviews?
No.
Okay, there's like the famous one. You've definitely heard of this one. Where I believe it was Paul and George were in an interview, and the interviewer said to them something along the lines of like, oh, do you think Ringo's the best drummer in the world? And Paul and George laugh at each other and go, well, Ringo isn't even the best drummer in the Beatles.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, but that's not this.
I mean, he's like 40, 50 years ahead of us, but
100%.
Like,
and he's fucking George Harrison.
What?
What? Who are we talking about?
Paul McCartney.
The other one. That's both of them.
Is George Harris even still alive? No, he's not. They had a whole thing for him like a couple of years back where Prince played the solo of While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
I'm tired.
Best version of that song, by the way. If you look on YouTube, While My Guitar Gently Weeps at the, I believe it was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame like induction for George Harrison.
Okay.
Prince played like the ending solo. And I've talked about this before, but Prince might be the best guitar player in the history of the world. Debatable. I will say debatable. But Eric Clapton.
He's up there.
Eric Clapton was in an interview once and they said, how does it feel to be the best guitar player in the world? And Clapton just looked at the camera and said, I don't know. You'll have to ask Prince. And Clapton is also debatably one of the best guitar players in the world.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Right? I don't know, man.
Van Halen. Any invented tapping.
Eric Clapton, another guy I'd want to have on the show.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
If he's, you know,
we're fucking
had some spare time.
We're dreaming here.
Hey, we can dream big. DM him right now.
No.
Right now.
Just. I don't want my name attached to this. I'll go on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it. I'll go home and just DM a whole whack of celebrities.
Do it.
And just be like, yo, listen, bro. Homie.
Do it.
Home slice.
100%. I mean, literally, I offered myself in sexual favor form to Joe if he would listen to our podcast. Even just listen to it.
Wait, like Santagato or Rogan?
Santagato.
Okay.
I sent him a thing and I said, I'll literally perform sexual favors for you if you listen to our podcast.
I mean, that's a little desperate.
It's not, but it'll get noticed is the question. I'll be fucking creepy.
Yeah,
but
they are inappropriate and he does read his DMs once in a while too.
And he puts them in his videos sometimes. Yeah. So like that.
So there you go.
Hit me up.
Let's do it.
Joey. My boy.
Bring Keith along too.
Bring whoever bring everybody. Whoever you want. Bring your mom. Anybody. I don't give a shit. If it'll get you on this show, I'll pay you with whatever I have. We'll give you one of those.
Yeah, as much as you want.
We'll give you a mug.
Even though he's in New York.
Yeah, well,
he lives in the Bronx, bro.
You can Skype in. We'll mail him a fucking mug.
Mail him a mug.
We should just mail him a mug anyway.
That's actually not a bad idea.
With a little note wrapped up inside it.
Just mail mugs to all the people that we want on the show with a little note inside of it.
Dope. I'll sell my car. We'll get right on it.
Dude. I'm thinking that's legit, though. Like,
we sound like creepy fucking stalkers.
Someone was like, oh, you should have mugs for all your guests.
That is a good idea. I respect that one.
So maybe we do have to bite the bullet and make that big old purchase.
Well, I mean, what? In bulk is you get them at a cheaper thingy.
Well, you save the shipping on one instead you're applying it to like...
Yeah.
We'll buy like 20 mugs.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll think about it.
We'll think about it. Depends who we have as guests. Yeah. If we like you or not.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no mug.
I'll send my personal unwashed mug to Ryan Reynolds with a note in it.
and say, I drank out of this. Please lick the beer fucking crust out of it.
Come on my show.
Also come on our show. P.S. I came on this mug.
I will buy Aviation Gin just to have Ryan Reynolds here.
I don't even know what that is.
That's his gin.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love gin.
I kind of like fan. It. I'm not a huge fan, but I'll
drink
it.
I gotta try that. I didn't know about that. Yeah, I gotta try to find
gin.
It.
It's tough to get because it's not like a hugely popular item, but you can order it to our local LCBO, no problem.
Dope.
He is Canadian after all.
Is it stupid overpriced?
I don't think so. I think it's reasonable.
Perfect.
I think it's average. Like,
dope.
Probably like less than, probably about $40 a bottle. Like whatever the same price for the same size is.
That's, yeah, I don't that's think, a little pricey, but.
No, I mean like for like a, whatever the $40 bottles sizes are usually.
Oh, 40?
Not, I don't know. I always get fucked up on
a 2.6 is about $28. A 40 is usually about 44 to 46.
So it's that one. It's that one.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like the same size as the Jamesons I usually get.
That's a 2.6.
Oh.
Then it's pricey.
So maybe it's a little bit less. Maybe it's like $30. Maybe it's whatever it is, it's reasonably priced. Okay. It's a good price.
Ryan, he's fucking wrecking your brand in here.
Who else?
Who else would we have on here?
Yeah.
That would be cool. Like, I mean, I'm going to start listing off some like punk musicians.
Someone like.
Like, you want to get Ben from Billy Talent on this shit?
Dude, if I could have any.
Or Marge
of them,
Simpson?
If I could have. Ian Saw?
Yeah.
Actually, he is like my favorite guitar player in the world.
I know he is. You built his guitar. I'm aware.
Any of the Billy Talent guys, if I could have them on our show. Buddy, that my life would be a complete. I wouldn't need anything else. Bro, you don't understand.
I like how we can go off on tangents about fangirling over all this shit. And meanwhile, like we're going to have like 27 listeners and they're going to go, this is never going to happen, fam.
Did I ever tell you a story about how my drummer buddy met Ben?
No.
So
I'm ready.
So drummer buddy's cat.
Okay.
I'm calling him drummer buddy. I know you know what I'm talking about, right? I
think so.
The most recent one.
Okay, yeah.
So drummer buddy's cat ate like a needle or something.
Oh, good.
He was fine. For the record, before I get into the story, the cat was fine. They just had to like go and like bring it to the vet and check it out.
Yeah.
So he's at the vet. And this is like in Woodbridge.
Yeah.
Like Von Woodbridge area. Like,
yeah.
Just down the road. And he's standing at the vet, talking to the person behind the counter. And he literally said to me, I looked to my left, back to the counter, and did a double take. And that was Ben from Billy Talent. Beside me at the vet. I no longer cared about my cat.
Okay, I wouldn't.
He didn't say that, but I probably would have had that mentality when like, wait, like.
Shut your fucking mouth for a second. looking at the lady from the window.
Fix my cat.
Just fuck, take him. Take him and fix him. Are you fucking Ben?
I remember I met Aaron, the previous taking a step back drummer.
Yeah.
I met him at
I remember you sending
store.
Me pictures. You went to Guitar Center, didn't you?
It was, no, it was just drums.
Okay.
Store in, I'm going to forget where it is, somewhere in the GTA. It's called Just Drums. And he was doing like a meet and greet there because they were auctioning off a kit for charity. I believe they were actually auctioning it for MS because that's what he has.
Yeah.
And I met him there and he signed my Billy Talent 2 CD.
Yeah.
So now I just have... four more people to go. Well, I guess three more technically, but Jordan Hastings who's also the drummer for Alexis on Fire, is filling in. So I kind of like, I want him to be included. Inclusivity.
Well, he's still
such a good drummer too.
Oh, I know he is.
Like,
you don't have to go off about me on these bands. I've been listening to them since I was like 13, not even.
Alexis on Fire. We could have like Wade McNeil on here. Oh, he's already a radio host.
I know. Stop getting my hopes up.
I bet you if we emailed or DM'd all of these guys we're talking about, at least one would respond.
You're going to have to go home and rub one out after this episode.
I guess. And some of these guys we're mentioning are like hooligans just like us. Like,
oh, yeah.
Where do you think all these musicians started? Do you think Billy Talent were a bunch of
like
clean-cut, crisp guys wearing suits? No.
No, that was only the singer of Disturbed, and I don't remember what his name is.
I don't remember his name either.
He was in law school.
Right.
And he heard about the audition. He's like, I could sing. I like rock and roll. Let's do it. And then he got the position as lead frontman for Disturbed.
And was making
and
more
dropped
money.
Out of law school.
Did he drop out or did he finish?
Dropped out. He dropped out and got snake bites.
It's always interesting to hear the stories of certain musicians, how they get to like where they're at.
100%. Like, look at Queen. You watch Bohemian Rhapsody?
Queen's just a like super lucky situation.
Dude goes to a bar and says... I'm better than that guy.
Or not even that. The guy dipped. And he's like, I write songs. Like, okay. And then 20 years later, they're the biggest rock band in the world.
Yeah.
What's the other one I was thinking of? Linkin Park.
Yeah.
That's a good story, too. It's a short story, but they were... So, Mike Shinoda is, like, the rapper guy.
Yeah.
And he was the lead singer of the band, but he's not. He doesn't have a huge range, and he admits it, too. He says, like, I have the low range or the mid to low range, and I have the rapping, but we wanted to do some hard stuff, and I just couldn't cut it. None of us could.
Yeah.
So, they did tryouts in their studio, and... Chester was like the first one that went, and while he was in there like showing them his vocal skills, there was another guy in the waiting room who was going to be second.
Yeah.
And he overheard Chester's singing, and he basically just got up and left.
Yeah.
Well, he was just like,
no.
He was like, wait, this is who I'm up against? Fuck that.
I can't cut him out. Yeah.
And
can't do this.
There you go. Biggest rock band. In the one of the biggest,
well,
they were
like one of the first like fusion bands,
yeah,
of like the rapping, the techno-ish
rapping kinda. Metal DJ,
yeah,
like
good
and
shit.
And every album is so different, so different. They have like
most recent one
hard rock albums, metal albums. They have like the newest one is like very a pop like, sort of acoustic, yeah, like chill
nice,
vibe,
gentle.
Oh yeah, like that's like that is like in my top five favorite bands, along with like Billy Talent. Probably Day to Remember too.
Yeah.
Actually, another podcast.
I think our taste in music is quite different, but
like yours and I's together.
Yeah.
We have like what's the two circle gram?
You covered like a
Venn diagram.
Venn diagram.
Like yeah,
we got lots of similars, but we're very different.
The middle section is pretty large.
Yeah. But like I'm more of like an In Flames, All That Remains, Killswitch Engage.
I don't listen to them, but
classic
never skip them.
Metalcore stuff.
Like, I don't listen to that stuff. In Flames, like, I know that because they did a song with Pendulum.
Dope. They're fucking so good.
Like, that song they did with Pendulum is
they're
amazing.
One of those bands that I've never listened to a song that I disliked. Like, ever. There's never been a song of In Flames that comes on and I'm like, no, I don't like
this. Do you know the one that they did with Pendulum?
Yeah.
Okay, so 100%. That's the one I know. I don't, like, if they come on, I don't skip them. I don't specifically go to listen to them.
Because they got such a unique style. And their newest album, if you listen to it, it's very theatrical.
I wouldn't put them on for myself.
Oh, dude.
But you can send me some stuff.
So good.
Send me some stuff and I'll listen to it.
I will.
But a podcast I listen to, it's like a fairly local show. I think it's called Punks on a Podcast.
Yep.
It's this chick who lives in, I want to say Newmarket or Barrie. I think it says in her bio. And she interviewed, is it Neil, the bass player from A Day to Remember? Like just a few weeks ago.
I don't know what his name is, but...
And I was sitting there listening to it going like, yo, I'm so fucking jealous right now.
Well, they're fairly bigger than us. I like to think. That podcast.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, it's like you're sitting here in like central Ontario and you're like doing a podcast with a guy who's like in the best
pop. Well, those guys
punk.
Are from Florida, aren't they?
Yeah, Ocala, Florida.
Yeah. That's pretty nuts.
Yeah. Probably the best post-hardcore band.
We should get Getty on here.
Getty Lee?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm so down.
I know you are.
That was my first concert, bro. Rush was my first concert.
How? Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No. It was 2010 Time Machine Tour.
Dude, I saw Pink Floyd tickets go on sale. What was it? 2019?
Okay.
I think. When they or it was Roger Waters.
Roger Waters.
Roger Rogers.
Water Rogers.
Roger Rogers. Roger Waters.
Roger.
But I was like, dude, I would fucking die to be at that show, right? Pink Floyd. You go in there, you smoke a fat joint, general admission, you sit there and just bask in the
glory.
That's
just an experience.
Oh my God.
That's more than a concert.
The laser shows and everything. But like, the tickets were like $350.
Yeah, so when I saw Rush, my dad, I was at school, so my dad like purchased the tickets for me.
Yeah.
And for my friends who we went with. And I guess my dad didn't have a lot of experience buying tickets online, and I had zero at that point.
Yeah.
So we ended up sitting in the lawns at formerly known Molson Amphitheater, now Budweiser Stage.
Yeah.
And it's actually hilarious because I was like super like clean at that point. I'd never smoked pot in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and it's my first concert, 2010, never smoked pot. Never even really drank aside from like sipping my dad's beer when he wasn't looking.
Yeah.
And this guy beside us is smoking a joint. And I'm like, that's crazy because there's a security guard like right there.
It's a Rush concert.
Well, it's a concert. They don't give a fuck.
It's a Rush concert.
They're only there to make sure no one's fighting each other.
Yeah.
And I said to my dad when he picked us up, I'm like, oh my God, there was a guy smoking a joint. And my dad just laughed because he's like, you've never been to a concert before. You don't even know. Like,
this is vanilla shit.
He's like, you weren't around in the 70s, bro. Like,
oh my God. Well, I mean, I remember like sneaking even before it was legal, when our parents were quite aware, but just not saying anything about it to us, that they knew. Or we would fill a cigarette, like a joint. You'd fill a cigarette and just put it back in the pack and it would look inconspicuous, right?
I don't think I ever actually did that. I tried.
That's how I would get
them. I tried using a cigarette to roll a joint once and like I just failed miserably.
You empty it out and then just scoop it and pack it in.
Yeah, I would like rip the paper.
And then you just put it back in the pack and it looks like a cigarette.
Yeah.
You just remember which ones.
That sounds like talent.
That's good.
I would rip the paper like sleeve trying to put the shit in because I always get this cheap shitty pot and like a stem would rip it open or something. I'm not even, yo, if it wasn't for joint rollers, I wouldn't even be able to like. I spent the $20.
I've seen your automatic roller. I think it looks dope.
I spent the $20, got the automatic roller, and I don't look back.
It's nice and useful.
It's perfect.
Oh no, I'm going out.
Yeah, like 5 minutes.
Dispensed. Not even 5 minutes.
Well, like by the time you grind everything up and like prep everything, like full process.
A dedicated smoker has stuff grinded up at all times.
So yeah, it's not me either.
I know it's not you. It's what I do to control my ADHD.
Yo, if it wasn't for us doing this podcast together, I probably wouldn't even drink with the pandemic going on.
Oh, well, I mean, that's pretty much all I do. I'll crush a 2-6 of fucking whiskey in like a week.
On Family Day weekend, my brother and I were playing Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And like that was the first time I'd really like consumed alcohol quickly. And like,
you play Mario Kart, you didn't invite me?
We were at the cottage. It was Family Day weekend.
Doesn't matter. I don't give a shit. I'll make the drive.
That was the first time that like I drank like alcohol like at a faster pace in literally over a year. Maybe New Year's is an exception, but I was like at home on my own. I didn't have a heck of a lot.
And let me guess, you had 4 beers and you couldn't walk.
Well, it's Mario Kart. So I had like 5 beers within like a 2-hour span.
Not even.
And for a guy who hasn't been drinking over the past year and a bit.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Like you'd say 5 beers and you're like, oh, if you like are at a bar, have
there's
5
a difference
beers and
when
walk
we're sitting
home,
here and we sip 2, right?
Yeah. Like- no, but when you chug 5 in like 2 hours... I started slurring and I was like, all right, bedtime. It was like 11.
I was like the other night, actually, two nights. Well, actually last week, I guess. But for during the family day as well, or Valentine's Day, girlfriend was making me, they got a soda stream. So she was making me vodka sodas.
Okay.
Fresh lemon juice, a little bit of vodka, a little thing. You know what? I'm not too crazy about it. Maybe because the canned shit has like added whatever the fuck it is to make it taste better. Who knows? Wasn't a fan. So my alternative to getting rid of it faster was I'll just fucking chug them. She'll make them for me and I'll just fucking pound it. I had 3 of them.
Not a good idea.
3 of them. And I literally went to lie down. We were going to put a movie on. Out. I was fucking unconscious.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
I was eating raviolis as well. Like
you got to have snacks.
Belly full of pasta and a freaking liver full of liquor. Like... there's no better combination to help you just conk right out.
Like a big part of me sits here and goes like, you know, it's the one like for my own health.
Yeah.
The fact that the pandemic has like prevented the parties and the drinking and all that.
It's probably a beneficial
it's like good.
Thing.
Still miss it. But I know. So the day after we played Mario Kart, I woke up with a headache.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there going like, I didn't take care of myself because I was just kind of like.
Got to drink water.
I didn't drink water, didn't have snacks, and I was like, how did anyone ever do this once in their life and not just sit there and go, what the fuck am I doing to myself?
Like, yeah, no. You wake up in the morning, regret every fucking thing you did the night before, and you just go, I'll just probably do it again in a couple days.
It's like the whole like, oh, I'm never drinking again. And you're like,
you know that's
bullshit.
We've both of us have had nights like that where we both wake up and we're like, oh, fuck. And then what? Maybe like 13 hours later, we're cracking a beer again?
I mean, yeah.
your New Year's party. This was back when Four Locos were still legal in Canada.
Well, yeah, because you brought, and I think that was the 11.9% ones.
It was still the 12% ones. So I brought four over to Dick's house for a New Year's party, two each. And I said, we'll be, this is plenty.
That's plenty for the whole night.
Plenty.
It's like a bottle of wine per person.
And then we both came up, like, that was the first party you had, and I was DJing it. So I had set all my stuff up.
Right.
And then we both looked at each other and we go, we still got about an hour until people show up here. We're well ahead. We're prepared for this. Let's each have a Four Loko now. And we'll be totally like, we'll be just a little bit of party tipsy. Be a good time. Sip this over an hour. No, both of us ended up finishing these things within like fucking 15 minutes. Not even.
It was it wasn't that fast, but it was more the fact that we finished them before people showed up.
It's essentially drinking a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
It's like 700 mils of 12% malt liquor and it's all sugary.
I remember so I was greeting people too and they're just like.
We were slurring just our conversation 15 minutes before people showed up. And I remember people walking in and noticing and going, you guys are fucking tanked already. Long story short, I was DJing way too loud and music that nobody was fucking enjoying. And people were, I thought people were dancing and laughing because they were having a good time, but no, they were making fun of me. And Richard made it till what, like 11:30 before you were put to bed?
Maybe? No. I was there for New Year's.
Okay, so shortly after New Year's, it was you were like put to bed.
Before one. another one of my birthdays years back. Oh, this is so weird.
That was my go-to thing. While they were legal, I would just show up and you'd be like, what's my gift? And I'd be like, I brought you two Four Locos.
No, this, even know if you were, you probably came to the party, but you weren't there at the beginning. So we were setting up another buddy of ours.
Was this the outdoor one? With the
Yeah.
I wasn't there at the beginning.
We did the projector movie, bonfire, and like beer pong all in the backyard. The
band played,
I don't think the band played.
Yes, it did.
No.
Yeah.
Not this one. Not this one party. I've done a couple of those parties now.
So you did. Yeah, that's true. Okay, the first one you did.
So the buddy who was at my house with us before.
This was Richard Harknett Fest Palooza Stock or something.
No, those are not my birthdays.
Was that not your birthday?
Harknett Fest Stock Paloozas. That was like a little backyard concert we did near the fair weekend.
Oh, that's the one I'm thinking of with the bands played.
Yeah, so that wasn't that.
Okay, not that one.
So, excuse me,
burping. Harknett Fest Stock Palooza.
In the rain.
In the rain.
2016. Every year.
Continue your story.
Do I have the poster up?
Probably.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
The poster's up on the wall.
Oh, God.
Harknett Stock Palooza 2016.
In the rain.
The buddy who was there.
Okay.
Who we commonly refer to as Lord Farquaad.
Attaboy. Yeah.
Him and I were setting up he was helping me. He came like a couple hours early.
The Fazarquaad.
And so him and I thought, well, let's crack a couple beers. While we're setting up, we're putting up like Christmas lights across the backyard to make like set the mood and everything. And like just
you have to have a couple beers, it makes everything better.
Yeah, we both said we're never doing that again.
Why? Because one beer turned into seven?
It was not seven,
but it was,
but
quite
it was,
a few.
It was enough to like put me out early. So I said
you're
to myself,
always out early. At
so
parties.
I said to myself going forward, I'm like, I'm gonna start drinking like an hour after people come. That way I'm good.
Get your introductions done. Get set up. Make sure everybody comfortable and having a good time. Crack one.
Well, here, I'll put another memory in your mind about that party.
Oh, God.
There was Jello shooters going around.
Yep.
And I had like two because they handed out like two per person.
Yeah.
And then the girlfriend I was with at the time had said, okay, no more for Richard. So I had a bunch of buddies. I pulled a bunch of guys aside. I'm like, if you can get me a Jello shooter, get me one. And I forget who I told that to. You were probably one of the guys I said it to. And I probably had like six of them.
I brought you like three.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Because I remember because at that point, they were sitting on a tray by the buffet because your mom and your girlfriend at the time had set up. They did a great job with that food spread.
Sure.
I ate like three plates out of that thing. But then at the end, there was like a little dessert little thingy of Jello shooters. And I remember, I think your mom was like outside watching the movie or something. And
no, this is like way after the movie was done. This is when the Mario Kart was on the
screen. So she was maybe outside watching the Mario Kart. Your girlfriend had gone in for a pee or something like that. And I went in there and took like three or four or five. And I did one with you and then gave you like three more. And then just said, you don't do anything stupid. And then just fucked off and continued my party night. Because at that point, I think I needed to sit down too.
I miss those kinds of parties, man. Actually, for anyone listening, if you want to have a really banging party when COVID's over, outdoor, set up a projector. I started with that 2 years in a row. I did that party with a movie on the screen.
Yeah.
Had a bonfire on the side.
It was a good time.
Beer pong in the back. And
multiple stations. You do what you want.
Movie,
you had the barrel fire as well by the beer pong.
True, I did. The barrel, which was the, a nice burn, touch, the burn barrel.
Because I think it was like late August.
It was September.
September.
So mid September before it got cold.
Yeah.
And
but it was still chilly.
Yeah.
Nippy.
Chilly enough where you stood by a fire.
It was a little nipply for the breast of us.
And then had Mario Kart going. Mario Kart on the big screen on the projector.
There's nothing better than that.
Oh, it was a good party. I hope that we can have like
your parties have been probably my most enjoyed.
I'm hoping that when things chill out a bit, when the pandemic goes, they can limit the parties or the outdoor gatherings to like 50 again.
Oh, even if we hit 25, we never really hit that.
No, we never hit 50, but at least you have that buffer. So if, even if it's 25, same thing. I want to do that again this summer.
But then they're going to come back and they're going, oh, you're social distancing. Not social distancing.
Well, when things were less sketch, my family we weren't sure how long everything was.
I'm not talking about your family.
No, I know. But like when we were trying to gauge how long the lockdown was actually going to happen.
Yeah.
So like my dad and I were talking about maybe hosting a party, like quote unquote post pandemic.
Yeah.
Obviously that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And we were like saying like, oh yeah, we can set up like sanitizer stations and people can wear masks and we'll get like a porta potty or something. And
yeah.
Like that way people stay outside and everything. Obviously it didn't happen. But if that can happen, I would love to try and plan something, whether it's a small scale, 10 people, 15 people, 25 max.
You let me know. I will be there to DJ and it'll be proper this time. I think I redeemed myself at the friend's wedding we did a couple of years ago. That was a good time.
That was a really good time.
I killed it. And I'm not trying to milk my own fucking...
No, you did good. And you were a last-minute MC.
I was also last-minute MC, but you know me. I'm a fucking...
You're a chatterbox.
I'm a WAP. I have no problem talking. I wrote down, like, that much, and I'm holding up my notebook to Richard. It's like 5 lines of shit for the episode.
I loved it, too, because they came up to me and were like, hey, we don't have an MC. And I'm like, are you kidding? Like, that's the one thing you didn't get? And they're like, no. I'm like, can you say something? I'm like, I can... Like, let's figure it out. And then I was like thinking, I was like, well, Mike's going to be better in front of a mic than I am.
100%. Yeah. And they came to me, I remember, and they go, you want to be MC? I'm going, oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. What am I saying? And they go,
well, they didn't even
basically
know.
You're just announcing the bridal party and then just kind of like, we'll come and tell you other stuff. And I go, okay, what are their names? I don't know half of these people. And they go, we'll get you a list. And it came back in like shitty handwriting. And then I made my own shitty handwriting on top of it. But regardless, yeah. I mean, I think we had a good party between me, DJ, and your band.
I had to rig up like an extra mic at the podium, which was on the opposite side of the room. Like, God bless, I have equipment. Like,
you got abundance of equipment.
Like, God bless that. And yeah, that was a
thank
sick
God you're a
setup.
Hoarder.
Yeah, really.
This mic's kind of broken. That's fine. Put it in the case. We're going to need it.
Yeah. I definitely have collected stuff over the years. I had a lot of help with the old guitar teacher I had. Like,
yeah.
He gave me some of the gear. And
he really got you conditioned. Missed that dude.
Oh, he great
I hope
guy.
He's doing great.
I haven't spoken to him in a while, but I send like a funny video or like a old time. Like, there was a picture that surfaced the other day of one of their events that they had.
Yeah.
And so like I tagged her in it and was like, oh, this is one of the most fun gigs we ever had, which it was.
Oh, yeah.
I probably should hit him up and just, you know,
I was
catch
there
up.
That night.
Yeah, you probably were.
I took your camera. I was doing pictures for you.
Right.
Yep.
That must have been you that took the pictures then.
Yeah. Well, probably.
Yeah, I really actually miss the charity events that we would play at were always the more fun ones.
It's
the car show.
When somebody just spending their money for nothing. They're not as inclined to do it. But if they know they're spending their money for a good cause and they can still get shit-faced,
yeah,
it helps.
Yeah.
It definitely it helped me.
Yeah, people
you
like...
You go in there and you go, 3 tickets for $10 or I could get like 15 tickets. Yeah.
Because right? The amount of times that people like walk around trying to give away their drink tickets at the end.
Oh, and then you're just cashing in, shotgunning them in the parking lot, right?
They're always the most fun.
They are.
By far. I hope we can get to those again maybe this year. Because, like, oh, fuck, man, I need something. I keep saying that every week. I say it probably now. I think it's, people are going to hear like a broken record. They're going to so know I'm saying it, but like, yo, I need something.
We got to do. We'll do something. I mean, if people are interested in it as well, this, I know this is way back spoken about in a further episode, but this actually stemmed from an acoustic gigging duo that me and Dick had organized.
Dick Van
before
Mike.
Before the podcast, Dick Van Mike. So if you guys want, send us some DMs or messages. Maybe we'll set up a live stream acoustic night for y'all.
Yeah, we could do that easily.
Easily we could do that. We got a nice audio setup. We could do it. We could do this shit.
The audio setup is definitely improved. Do you remember our first recording that we ever did? It was on my iPhone on a stool.
What, it was an iPhone 4.
It was, yeah, like an iPhone 4 or 5. And it was on a stool between us.
Between us. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to link that in the bio too.
Oh, God. Is that still on SoundCloud?
I think so. But I don't remember the account name. It was either Kids These Days. Was it mine?
I think it was, yeah, you're on your SoundCloud.
So we played The Island by Pendulum.
That was a good cover, though.
It was pretty good.
But that one was not on your iPhone.
Oh,
the Pendulum one was when your guitar teacher gave you that ancient-ass M-Box.
It was audio ancient, interface. But yeah.
And you did it through Audacity.
What other songs did we do? We did, you did Smooth.
Smooth, Kryptonite, and Trojans.
No.
Yeah.
Did we record
Trojans.
What's the other one I'm thinking of? The punk song, acoustic. Face Down.
Oh, yeah, Face Down. Right, Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Yeah. I'm going to go listen to those when I get
home. I listen to them from time to time. I pulled up today on YouTube my performances with the King City Rock Band.
Oh, yeah?
That you posted.
Oh, yeah.
They were off of your...
my camera.
Actually, ours. Our Kids These Days YouTube account.
Oh, man. Reminiscing about the good days, eh?
Back when we were famous musicians, even though we weren't.
Oh, man.
That was a good-ass competition that we won, though. We got 8 hours of studio time for free. We got, like, $200. Like, it was pretty good. The judges were radio hosts from Z103.
Yeah, man. I think I mentioned this last week, but even though the band's on a hiatus, the singer and I are working on some music. And I'm hoping that sometime in the next few months, by the end of the summer, maybe we'll have like a
little EP.
I'm hoping an album.
A whole album.
Well, because we've already written. Like she's quick when it comes to lyrics.
Oh yeah.
Like
some people just have it.
I'm pretty quick when it comes to the music. Yeah. Like when it comes to like the guitar, bass, and drums, I can write like the demos that you've heard. I usually only spend like a couple hours on.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking that like with the 6 songs that we have already written. It shouldn't take much to add like 4 or 5 more.
Yeah, exactly.
And
if you need a guest appearance, hit me up.
Sure.
I'd be down.
I want to do some callbacks, Billy Talent style.
What do you mean?
You know like how Billy Talent songs all have like the callbacks where the band's like calling back?
Oh, yeah. I'll do that.
I want to try and do some of that shit.
Let's do it.
So maybe. Maybe I'll let you know when I get to that point.
I'll just do the golden radio voice for you guys to announce you.
Yeah, she's gonna have to come up here one day to do them because I was talking to a buddy actually since last week about maybe doing the mastering for us because he's in school for it.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, just make sure that the recordings are like on good stuff and yeah.
Dope.
We'll see what happens.
Quarantine EP. Quarantine album.
I tried to do that with the group of us. Do you remember that?
I know, but we all kind of ran into our own fucking set of setbacks.
Also, I went to go listen back to those songs and they were all trash.
Yeah, they were. I didn't want to say anything to you, but I wanted to try.
But they were quick. I wrote all those in like 2 days.
Yeah, I know. So, meanwhile, there's me. I can't even write a set of lyrics within 2 days.
One person wrote lyrics.
Yeah.
So... And he actually sent me back like the recorded lyrics and everything. So it's like an EP. It's a demo right now. There's actually a song there.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
We gotta try to open it up and dabble with it a little more, maybe.
I might delete that file and make some new ones.
That's probably a better idea.
Or at least like rewrite them.
Hey, if you ever need help, you let me know. Like I said, for those of you guys who didn't know, I know we've mentioned it, but I did write the intro song for us, even though it's a complete ripoff of Notorious B.I.G.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was more of like a Dr. Dre.
It's Notorious like B.I.G. is what the song is.
Yeah?
It is.
Biggie Smalls?
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame.
But I mean, it is cool.
Yeah, it's got
that. It's not a complete ripoff. It's got that vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is a cool vibe. It works for us. Some people are liking it. Some people laugh at it and they're like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, yeah.
Pretty sick.
It works.
I came up with that shit.
Mike, you wrote it in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I did. That was baked as shit. No wonder they make that kind of shit.
You just need something chill, bro.
You just got to relax. Once you stop clouding your brain with all these fucking verbal diarrhea and thoughts and shit, you just start thinking about what you're doing.
That sounds pretty specific.
What do you mean?
To you.
Yeah, well, 100%. That's why. I got a million things running through my head at all times. Smoke a little bit, calms everything down. You start doing something, you focus on just that thing. And then you come up with stuff.
I mean, fair enough, yeah.
Right? That's it. Look at Elon Musk. It must be blazing. He comes up with a fucking Mars colony.
Yeah. I'm still on that train, bro. I still want to do the first show on Mars.
I would be 100% down.
I don't know how long it actually takes to get there. We'd have to be away for a while.
100%. Yeah, we'd be away for quite a bit.
Like, it's got to be like a few months to get there.
We're going to have to pre-record like 15 episodes and just have them scheduled. And then all of a sudden, bah! On Mars.
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't know how long it takes to get there with like the technology they have. Like, it's got to be like a few months.
It's definitely weeks.
It's got to be a few months, like minimum.
Let's do a Google here.
How long it takes to get to Mars? I want to know. Just FaceTime Elon Musk right now.
Oh yeah, 1 second. On like, let me just get him
Instagram or something. Just call him.
The trip takes around 7 months.
7 months. Damn, bro.
Typical travel between them varies from 6 to 8 months between astronauts, depending on.
We'd have to be gone for like a year and a half.
Well, let's say it takes 7 months.
Yeah.
That's over a year just for travel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't go there for five minutes.
We'd be gone a year and a half. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'd do it.
I mean,
I'd do it.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do
it. I'd do it. It's Mars.
You know, like the history books, bro.
Our girlfriends, we love them. Like, we love them like crazy, but it's Mars.
But to be the first person to record a show on Mars.
It's Mars.
I don't know, man. You'd have to do a lot to hold me back from that one.
Yeah. Like, tie me to something.
Imagine the fucking clout you'd get from that.
Oh, dude.
Bro.
Dick Van Mike show. We'd be millionaires. We'd come back billionaires. Probably. Step aside, Bezos. Amazon who?
That'd be something else. That'd be something. I'm always gonna dream big, bro.
Amazon would be flooded with Dick Van Mike shit.
Yeah.
100%. Our logo would be fucking like everywhere. Copyrighted when we got back.
Someone would make it in like a farm field. You know, like crop circles.
It'd be on Times Square, right it on the big ass monitor.
Yeah.
Instead of dropping just a ball on New Year's Eve, they'd be dropping our emblem.
Dick Van Mike.
Maple leaf on the Canadian flag. Fuck it. It's our faces.
All right. I'm going to DM him again.
Yeah.
I said last week that I DM'd him. I'm going to DM him a second time. Just gonna keep, I'm going to tweet. Like every time he sends a tweet, I'm going to be like, hey, check your DMs.
Elon, we see you. We hear you. We got people that are buying into Dogecoin because of you.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
Hit us up.
Hit us up.
We're there.
Even if we don't live come, just broadcast it off of Mars. Actually, no, I want to go. I want to go.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go.
I don't want to. I want to physically record it on the surface of Mars.
It would be dope.
In our little space suits.
We'll even bring our dopey, derpy little fucking setup here. We'll bring our mugs and our shit set up.
I mean, I hope if we're actually getting that kind of level of, you know, reach that we can actually have a proper like studio that can go with us.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
But this setup is actually really good considering like.
Considering how we sound and how it's actually coming out, I think it's pretty impressive.
Yo, I'm so about this.
This is like a $300 setup.
Like, I mean, minus the MacBook.
But it's the MacBook because it's overpriced.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Got a good deal on it.
Yeah. What, plucked out of the garbage?
No, traded for a guitar.
Oh, yeah, you traded it for a guitar. And then you put a Dick Van Mike sticker on it and ruined it.
Oh, man.
I have so much faith in us.
Yo, I am ready to go to the fucking Mars planet.
I'm ready for, honestly, a double quarter pounder.
Man, it might be a Don's night.
It is. It's definitely a Don's night. And you want to know what? You want to know why it's so good? MSG.
MSG?
You don't want MSG?
No.
So MSG is what Chinese people use in their cooking a lot.
Okay. Because is it like that addicting shit?
Yes. A lot of their flavors are not very powerful.
Right.
So what MSG is, it's technically a replacement for salt. So they don't use much salt. They use MSG instead. And it's a flavor enhancer in the fact that it doesn't actually... Like, it's not like it's salty, okay, where like it enhances flavor, but it actually opens your taste buds up wider. So you taste things more.
Okay. Interesting.
It makes you think it tastes good, even if it doesn't.
Hmm.
But it's also addictive, which is probably why they're dusty ass fucking shoelace consistency.
So burgers. It's like a Dave Chappelle peanut butter and crack sandwich.
Yes. It's like Coca-Cola when it first started. You don't drink it because it tastes good. You taste.
Word vomit?
One second. Let me take a deep breath here.
Jesus.
You don't drink it because it tastes good. You drink it to stop the twitching. That's what I wanted to say.
This guy's been having OG Coke, Coca-Cola.
Well, I mean, there is a company that actually does that. Did you know that?
No. Yeah. Is it like it was legal in North America?
No, it's not legal. It's cocaine, dude. It's not legal. But
it's on Vice.
it was on Vice. There is a company that sells Coca-Cola and they actually put cocaine back into it.
That's kind of fucked up.
It's kind of funny.
It's kind of fucked up, bro. That's
kind of funny though. It is kind of funny. But they didn't make it with cocaine. They made it with coca leaves, which is where Coca-Cola came from.
Okay.
Coca leaves, I mean, it's cocaine, but without the freaking diesel and formaldehyde and all this shit that they're...
Wait, that's what's in cocaine?
That's what separates the chemical from the leaf, is they soak it in boiling diesel.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely not my cup of tea, bro. That sounds awful. It's not good
for you. Have you never watched Narcos?
Not fully. I watched it the first episode.
Watch Narcos. You learn about it.
All right.
Comes out like fucking... It looks like a fresh bowl of mozzarella, and then they dry it out in like a... They bake it in like a baking sheet. And then pull it out and it's like dried, and then they break it into powder.
Man, what people do to develop drugs. Like
after watching, thought of that?
Like after watching Breaking Bad. Like who thought of that?
Yeah, I know. The amount of chemical process to go into this shit, and they're like, what if some smart guy sitting there going, he's got his pen, he's going like, what if I mix cetaphilic acid with bichromine phetamucilite.
Are you saying like real words?
No, these are completely made up words, but who thought about this shit? And then it'll make me feel really fucking paranoid, but good at the same time.
Yeah, bro, I don't get it.
What if I had a substance to shove up my nostrils that would make me feel invincible and then give me a 3-hour panic attack?
I remember one of the leading actors of that show was being interviewed.
Breaking Bad or Narcos?
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And the interviewer had asked him something like, why are you on a show that glorifies drug use? And they just turn in the interview and go like, did you watch the show?
It doesn't glorify it at all. Because it's the most
de-glorifying thing. And the guy loses his family. It's
literally a 7-season show about a guy ruining his life.
Yeah. Like,
he made a bad situation worse.
That was such a good show.
Oh, it's amazing.
You ever watch Better Call Saul?
Yep.
That's a good show too.
Everything they came up with was just good. That you whole spinoff and storyline was just amazing.
It's funny. My favorite part about that show, everyone tells me it's random that I say this.
Yep.
But my favorite part about that show is the photography. Every single cutscene.
The photography, the videography.
The stills.
Oh,
like when they show like the sunset and the desert and all that shit, like every single one is just stunning.
Oh, 100%. I know you're a fan of photography.
Photos
stuff.
I'll never, ever be able to take.
But can I also make another point?
Sure.
This is still Breaking Bad related, but I feel like the show would not have been nearly as good if Bryan Cranston wasn't there. He was the perfect accompaniment of the...
It's kind of funny how he went from being the dad and Malcolm in the Middle to that.
But if you were to think of somebody that looked like a chemistry teacher gone meth dealer...
With cancer?
It's him.
Yeah, I guess.
It is.
He
looks like just an ordinary dad teacher. Like he's just that dude with glasses and a goatee.
The casting was really good. Everything about that show was good. Oh, the casting, God. The writing, the videography, the photography.
Well done, AMC. Fucked up on Goodfellas, but Breaking Bad was dope.
And they fucked up in the late seasons of Walking Dead as well. Walking Dead was good.
As soon as I watched the episode after the mother, what was her name? I didn't even care to watch what her name was.
Judith?
Yeah.
No, that was that's the daughter. No, yeah. They named it after the mother, didn't they? I don't remember.
I don't remember. But anyway, when I watched that one episode and she died giving birth, and then they tell Rick, and he's like, "Oh, my wife." For like literally two episodes, I was like, I can't watch it anymore. This is not fun anymore.
The dramatic reactions were like
a little bit excessive.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they excessive. Were probably realistic, but you don't want to watch a realistic show.
No. I think there was like a little breakdown of like each episode of that show. And it's like the first like 5 minutes is like the response to the cliffhanger of the previous episode.
Okay.
And then the next 20 minutes or whatever is like
escalating. Coral!
And then like the next like 15 minutes is like some bad thing happening. And then the last five minutes is like the epic cliffhanger. And then it just cycles back.
Yeah, pretty much.
Answer the epic cliffhanger and then just go back to the stupid 100%. Shit no one cares about.
But I mean, just based on how far I watched it until they were in that new neighborhood and they were all separated and it was just stupid shit. I just dropped my pen.
Alexandria. When it was like the wall around it?
No. Oh. Before that.
I don't even remember.
Anyway, don't matter. It's all shit anyway. But Carl was more badass than anybody else in the fucking show.
Especially after his mom died.
Oh, 100%.
That guy grew some his balls. His dad
lost his balls.
Yeah.
And grew a fucking gaping hole where his nuts used to be. And Carl just grew a fucking camel set. Just fucking... he took over. He basically took over and nobody trusted him. And I was just like, can y'all just fucking realize that this kid is picking people off with a revolver from 2 kilometers away?
True enough.
And you're still fucking worried of him walking across the street to go pick up a can of food that's going to save your fucking life?
Also, the missions that they would go on to get food. It's like, they would do things sketchy and it's like, this is just bad writing. Like, I couldn't even...
You would look at it and you're going, okay, he was a cop, so he's got to have some kind of fucking conflict resolution skills here. But for some reason, every plan he made was the worst fucking possible way to run through it.
Yeah, really dug him their own grave.
We're going to make a shit ton of fucking noise, and then we're going to run in the other direction.
And they always tried to like face off with a bigger boss instead of survive. You know, I know it's writing for a movie. If some dude
showed up at my fucking house with a tank and said, "Get the fuck out or I'm going to kill you," I'd be like, "Okay, bye." I mean, what am I going to do with that?
I don't know that happened in that
show.
It did, but yes.
With the prison. They had a tank.
Oh.
He had a fucking tank.
Yeah, not...
He had a fucking tank.
Not ideal.
You got a dude shooting crossbow bolts at it. And he's just like, really? You're going to make me do this? Like, realistically, they didn't even have to fire. He could have just drove that tank through the fucking wall, run them all over like empty tubes of toothpaste, and just gone on with his life.
Really? Yeah.
But no, their idea was, stand off. We're going to win this. We're going to fucking win this.
It's, it's writing.
Some bitch running around with a katana. Really?
With like two zombies on chains.
I know. Can't just get a backpack. Oh my god. Said you need pack mules.
Anyways.
Frustrated. You got news for us.
I got something from the news. The news. Okay, stop. I don't we should write something for it, but I don't want your fucking mouth beeping shit.
That was news music when it's like breaking news.
Yeah, stop.
And the news.
All right, I'm clipping that.
Do it.
All right. I'll add like a drum beat in the background.
I'm so ready.
Breaking news. The news. I only have one thing for the news, and we are late on reporting this. We're about a week or two late on reporting this.
We're usually late.
The ones I pick, I try and pick as like within the week of.
By the time our episode comes out, we're moderate with our news timing. Yeah.
We don't go for the typical news.
No.
Mr. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He has now decided that Tesla is going to accept Bitcoin as payment So they have bought Bitcoin to put into their like bank, their account or whatever, their accounting stuff.
Yeah.
So they have it on reserve to like, I guess, give change or whatever to like keep a float.
You buy two of them and you have change.
Yeah. So Elon Musk is now accepting Bitcoin for Teslas. Not if you buy them at the dealerships, but if you buy them, I guess, online, you can pay in Bitcoin.
It's pretty sick.
I mean,
one Bitcoin will buy you a whole car.
Pretty much. I think the last price I saw Bitcoin at is about 62,000 per coin.
Is it that much now? The last time I had actually checked in on it, it was at like 46,000. I'm going to do a fact check.
You're about 2 weeks late on that one.
Yeah. We're going to Bitcoin price in Canadian dollars. $63,331.72.
Yeah.
Jesus Murphy.
Yeah. All for a fake currency.
For a fake currency that somebody as a joke made up like fucking 50 years ago.
Not even 50 years ago. I think it was 2007. I think it was the start date of Bitcoin.
Some guy's like, yo, what if I just fucking Bitcoin?
I remember a buddy of mine in college.
And then I'm going to hide it everywhere.
I remember a buddy of mine in college. When Bitcoin first came out, you had to like what they call mine your own coin. I don't really know what that means.
It's but hidden in code.
Yeah, you sort of have to like
find it,
build it yourself, and you had to have it stored on your own computer.
Yeah,
which had to be a powerful enough computer to process the construct. I don't know how the fuck shit works.
Difficult to get.
So when Bitcoin first came out, it was like pennies per share or less. It was like fractions of pennies per share. My buddy had put like a few $100 into it, and because you had to like have it on your own computer, manage it yourself, and everything.
Yeah.
One day he went to go and restore his computer and he didn't back up the file properly.
Oh, God.
He put like a couple $100 into Bitcoin at like one penny per share. That guy would be a zillionaire right now.
Well, let's say, okay, he put $100.
Let's say it was $100.
Which is, okay. It's so, like. And a penny was one of them. So you're doing 100 times 100, which is 110,000.
What math are you on, bro? Just do. Oh, so I see what you're doing. Never mind. Sorry, my 10,000.
Bad. 10,000. Wait, what?
He'd have millions.
63,331 times 10,000. He would have 633,310,000 dollars.
Yeah.
Just from that.
Yeah.
$633 million fucking dollars.
And then our good old government would take 52% off the top. And
you're saving the environment. Thank you. Still, $300 million? You give me $1 million and I would shit myself.
Yeah, really.
I'd fucking do a dance for you in a tutu.
And he was sitting there at the time too. He was like, oh, you should totally buy into this. And I'm like, yeah, it sounds super sketch. I'm not going to.
Knowing you as well, it wouldn't take off in like 2 years and you go, ah, fuck it, I don't really need that file anyway.
Literally.
Yeah, and then you would, now you'd go, I'm going to jump off a building.
He was upset, obviously.
I can imagine that he was fucking upset. Holy shit.
I remember when I was still hanging out with him, he gifted like $100 of Bitcoin to his mom. And this is going back like 6 years. So it was like at, I don't know, it was at like 18,000. So his mom's got some money now. Like,
holy hell.
I don't know. It was like, depending if she invested more, it's probably only tripled its value since then. But still. Like,
only tripled. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Still though.
I don't. These cryptocurrencies are a problem for me.
Like, I don't understand them internally. Fully.
Look, I don't understand stocks as it is.
Yeah.
I'll lay that down flat. You heard in the brothers episode me trying to talk to your brother about it. I don't get stocks.
My brother, nobody gets my brother in general.
I understand that like stocks go up and down, fluctuate here and there, like within reasonable numbers. No stock goes up 60,000 in like 10 years. I don't get it. Like, this isn't, and the thing is, it's like at one point, probably like 5, 6, 7 years ago, I would have said this isn't real money. But now if you buy into cryptocurrencies, you can immediately withdraw it to your bank account.
Yeah, I know.
Like, bruh.
I know. It's nuts.
Bruh.
There was a whole thing. Like, I know when it originally spiked, which was what, 5 or 6 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
And then everyone was going, oh, well, apparently now they're trying to wean out debit and credit cards and you're just going to be paying with cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Like something's going to be worth like 0.4 of a fucking Bitcoin or something like that, right? And I'm going, yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
I remember when the first Bitcoin ATM hit Toronto.
What?
Yeah, this is like, this is also going back like 6-7 years ago. The first
like Bitcoin ATM. Just go there and put your debit card in. How many Bitcoins can I take out? 0.06. Sick.
But I don't, it's so like, it's mental to me. And I know I have a couple buddies on Facebook who like make videos about Bitcoin and say like, oh, you should invest. And like, I just have zero trust.
We're talking about freaking guests to have on the show. I want to talk to the dude who invented Bitcoin.
Yeah, I guess so. Might as well.
Hit us up.
How does this work? Explain it to me.
Why did you make a currency?
And it's at the time too, it was not even like, I know anything online isn't technically tangible, but like at least like if you buy something online, you'll get it. With Bitcoin,
if I buy something on Amazon, it's showing up.
Yeah, Bitcoin at the time was like, I remember trying to sell it to me to my buddy. He was like, "Oh yeah, you should buy it, and it's gonna go up." Blah blah blah. I was like, the first question I asked to him, I was like, "How do you claim it? Like, how do you physically get that money back?" And he's like, oh, well, they don't really have a process for that yet. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm just dumping money into something that doesn't exist. It's like throwing it in the garbage.
I didn't know that 14 years later.
It's like coming across on the street. Like, let's say you're walking down the road, right? You see a mystery, like a little mail slot. And above it says a sign that says, insert money into this and you will eventually receive it back.
Yeah.
With maybe extra.
Like,
maybe.
Listen, if my financial advisor tells me I'm not getting interest, I'm not giving him my money.
Yeah, exactly.
If my financial advisor says, you're giving me this money, but there's no guarantee I'm going to give it back to you at all.
I mean,
I understand stocks can go down. Like, that's happened to me before. But like the idea that I could never get it just withdrawn straight to my account is like, yeah, bro, I'm going to pass on this one.
I did a super, super low risk TFSA.
Okay.
And I think in all of 2020, I made like $1.60 of interest. But I mean, I'm not really that concerned at this point, considering the fact that I'm kind of just using it as a savings account I can't touch.
Look, that's what you're supposed to do. That's a responsible.
Right? It's. I know if I need to take that money out, it's going to take me like 3 days. I got to make a phone call and it's going to be stupid.
Yeah. I mean, what I would say to that is if you don't need your money, you can get away with going for a high, like mid to high risk investments because you'll still make some. I remember when COVID hit, the whole stock market collectively, like as a whole, went down like a good 10% to 20%, depending on the.
So a lot of people's
RSPs. It was like over a
2 week
period. I remember TFSAs. Looking, I got my statement like 2 weeks after COVID and I was like, yo, fuck, that's not cool.
Yeah. That's my money that just evaporated.
Since then, the stock market has gone back up and we didn't get the recession that a lot of people thought we were going to get.
It hasn't ended yet.
Well, yeah, no, it hasn't. But I remember I was looking at, with my limited knowledge on stocks and all that, I remember looking at financial trends from the Great Depression and to the beginning of COVID. And I was like, yo, everything is like you could literally overlay it and it was like the same.
Yeah.
But it didn't continue as such. It didn't go to zero. It just kind of like plateaued and it started casually climbing back up.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, cryptocurrencies, don't understand. We'll never understand it.
Everyone buy Dogecoin.
Actually, no.
Make Mitch rich again.
No. My brother and I were talking about the Dogecoin just the other day. And so Elon Musk is the big influence on the value.
Yeah.
And last week or a week and a half ago, he had sent out a tweet written in Russian. I don't remember exactly. He posted an English version and a Russian version saying he wanted to talk to, I think, Putin. I could be getting that wrong.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it started going down. And then within a day, he tweeted out saying, everyone should empty their crypto wallets and I will help personally fund you if you get rid of your crypto wallets. So now the Dogecoin value is dropping. Now, I don't know what it's going to be like when we release this episode, where it's at. We're a little bit early on recording this episode.
Interesting.
But last week, when we were recording the previous episode to this one, it was at like just over 6 cents a share. And it topped out at about 10, and it's just been slowly going down.
Damn. So a lot of people are just, might as well empty it at this point.
I would say if it goes to less than 5 cents, I would consider buying it. Because
I think
it.
They bought it at a penny.
Yeah. Well, most of those stocks will start as like pennies.
Yeah.
Penny stocks until they go up.
I mean, that's all I know is how that's how Wolf of Wall Street.
Gonna say, that's how Jordan Belfort got rich, was selling penny stocks.
I mean,
and apparently that whole movie isn't totally far off. If anything, he said it was a bit more chill than the real life story. And I was like, bro, that's
what
a lot
you
of
do
drugs.
If it in like a year came from like literal the money we have now, which is not much, to fucking drowning in it.
I don't know. I don't know. Like,
what would you do?
So many people are like, oh yeah, I'll donate more to charity, blah, blah, blah. But like people that win lotteries lose most of their money.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't know how money would change me. I don't know that about myself yet. I'd love to think I'd start investing in proper things like real estate and stuff like that. But 100%,
I would have my own house, looking after myself first.
Sure.
Buy a house. No mortgage.
But like, how excessive would you go? And how much
not
do you,
excessive.
Like, you think that?
No, I wouldn't.
Everyone says that.
100%. 100% I would not.
I don't know, man.
I'd have like normal house. Nice normal house. Nothing stupid. But like, why do I need to hire a team of people to clean my house?
I don't know.
Because
the thing is it's so easy to say that money won't change you, but it's been proven almost like 99% of the time it changes people for the worse.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'd have a fucking stupid car. It would be just made of like diamond. No, it wouldn't be made of diamond. I would have some freaking sweet cars though.
I don't know, man.
Property wise, I would rather have land rather than house.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind moving up north a little bit.
I'd rather have
a property in the buttfuck nowhere and build my own house.
I would honestly, realistically, based on the mindset that I have now, I would get one of those houses that you see in like the southern states where it's like basically garage with like a living loft.
That's what I want. It's my dream house.
And I'd have motorcycles, boats, fucking plane if I feel like it, cars, transport truck, super yacht, Peter copter, Mandalorian.
Like, so you're sitting here telling me, I wouldn't spend that much money, but now you're spending your life savings.
I never said I wouldn't spend a lot of money. I said I would never have a humongous house.
Oh, okay.
I don't want a humongous house. It's too much. It's too much. But I would have a Lambo in a different color for every day of the week. What day is it? Oh, there goes Mike. It's pink. It's Saturday. Like, you know what I mean? I'm joking.
I wish I knew what you meant.
That's pretentious, but no, I would rather have toys than a big ass house.
I mean, again,
dirt bikes, ATVs. I'd make like a track in my backyard. You know what I mean?
I'm just gonna go back to it. Statistically speaking, you would probably ruin your life.
Like Whistling Diesel.
I don't know what that is.
He's a YouTuber. He's got way too much money, and he built a monster truck. Literal monster truck. It was so big, and the tires were so big that it floated, and he drove it across the ocean.
That's ridiculous.
It's stupid.
It was not necessary. you had some.
It had 8 wheels, so it was a dually on all 4 wheels.
Yeah, it's excessive.
It was ridiculous.
You had some personally relatable news, and I think cryptocurrencies sort of one of the topics surrounding the reason behind.
I don't remember.
PC part shortage.
Oh yeah, I do have some news. Yeah, so I know, there's certain people in here that are going to be aware, but we are trying to, everybody actually has built a PC at this point, except for me.
Yeah, lots of people.
I'm a little bit late to the party. So I started sourcing out parts and trying to find parts. And what I learned was it's not just the area that is having an issue getting video cards. It is everybody in the entire world having an issue with video cards. And there's 3 reasons. There's 3 reasons for that at the moment. The first one, which I know we were talking about it, is the rise of crypto mining, just because of the spike in cryptocurrency, both in Bitcoin and Ethereum.
People want their cryptocurrencies mining.
Which requires a minimum of, I believe, 6 to 8 graphics cards of like top caliber. And
why does it require graphics cards?
Because they run a lot better than CPUs and they have a lot more power.
We need to get a guy to explain cryptocurrency mining.
I did get it. So basically what it is they used to, back in the day, make video cards specifically for mining. They were the mining editions, and what they would have is just no video output jacks on them. They would save parts, and they would have no output jacks on them because you don't need to produce any picture.
Right.
But they have all of their processing power. Like, a graphics card has a lot more than what a CPU's got in it.
Okay.
So basically, you run all of those, and it just gives you a ridiculous amount of power. Right?
Okay.
Like, in a little four-banger rotary engine in an RX-7, you can make a pretty fucking decent amount of power.
Yeah,
but it's small and it's capable than what you could produce out of an LS-1.
Sure.
Right? Video card is an LS-1. CPU is a little rotary engine. Works well. Very effective. Makes good power. LS-1 is bigger.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Okay. So that's
one. I'll try and follow that.
That's the first reason.
The viewers are confused, but that's okay. I'm confused too.
Anyway. Graphics Listeners. Cards run a lot more efficiently and with a lot more power, using a lot less power drain. I mean,
okay,
because not to mention a CPU, you're gonna have to run a motherboard, you're gonna have to run all this stuff, right?
Yeah,
graphics card, you just run it in series, like literally, it shows all power combined with each other.
Okay,
second reason that there's a big issue is America has imposed a bunch of taxes within the last presidential term. But essentially what it did is it made the shipping costs for all these parts that they're ordering from overseas and the Asias and everything a lot more expensive.
Right.
So it's taken them a lot more material to get them that they don't have because of a pandemic and because the people have no money. And the third reason being the fact that everybody is locked up at home right now and they're saying, if I'm going to build a new computer now, it's going to... If I'm going to build a computer at any time, it's going to be right now. So they got a shit ton of demand, the shit ton of costs, and a crap ton of people that don't need them buying them. And it is literally... I've done actually in-depth research because I've got one on back order right now.
Okay.
That I've ordered, and I literally called them, and it had been 3 weeks since I had ordered it, and they laughed in my face and said, 3 weeks is absolutely nothing. Keep waiting.
Which is insane to think about.
It's been a month. At this point, when this episode is coming out, it'll be almost 2 months.
Almost 2 months.
It will, because the 3 week update that I got was about a week ago from this date that we're recording this. So by the time this airs, it'll have been basically 2 months.
Like a month and a half.
Yeah, that I have not received it yet. And I don't remember what point I was trying to get at.
They're hard to get.
They are very difficult to get, and it's shitty. But basically, I did a lot of research on it. I read into it, interviews with NVIDIA, interviews with AMD, everybody that's making these graphics cards. And essentially what they're saying is they've confirmed all the three things that people were suspecting, and those are the three points that I brought up. And they're saying it's not likely to even slightly improve until the end of the first fiscal quarter, which is the end of April.
Yeah.
And not expecting to be back to normal till the end of the third fiscal quarter.
And it seems like those three reasons are actually ramping up, if anything. So I don't think their estimate's very good.
Not really, because of the fact that I called Canada Computers and I had said, if I show up with money in hand right now, can I take one home? Do you have any? And they said no. And to answer your question, we've even halted giving out back order. Because they cannot promise that they're going to give it to you. They have no idea whether or not they're going to give it to you in a week or if it's going to be a fucking year at this point. They have no idea. They've stopped with back order requests completely.
That's insane.
So hopefully that halts things. But the fact that, and I know NVIDIA has come out with a good answer as well, and they're going to actually revive the mining specific graphics cards that they're going to start selling again.
Smart, I guess. Yeah.
So if you want to build a rig, those will be available. But if you want to build a gaming PC, you won't be able to buy those because it's got no video output.
Right.
Hopefully that starts to improve it. They think they'll be able to kind of start catching up by the end of the first fiscal quarter. Things returning to normal after the third fiscal quarter. So hopefully within...
By the end of the summer, you might get one.
I mean, I'm hoping, even if I have to wait till April, I mean, whatever. It gives me time to save up more. It doesn't matter. It's not going to be as much of a hit.
I would like to do some research or have someone explain to me what mining cryptocurrencies actually is and what the process is, because I have zero understanding of that. And it seems like something that might be valuable to learn for our generation.
Guest number three?
Maybe. If you know anyone, I'll look around.
I could try to find people.
If anyone listening.
If anybody listening knows.
Yeah.
We do call-ins.
Yeah, we'll do.
We'll even have you for a small little segment if you feel like it.
Yeah.
Somebody explain to our stupid asses what the hell's going on.
Yeah, man. I don't know. And like I was saying, like it just doesn't make sense to me. The whole cryptocurrency, like I can't, like,
not to mention,
won't be until people actually start purchasing stuff in real life with cryptocurrencies that I'll understand like their value.
Not to mention, what's okay? You've got a PC. It's a pretty good mid quality power PC.
Yeah, it's a.
What kind of power draw are you taking out of it in watts?
I don't know.
Do you know?
No idea.
Because I know mine with a bigger graphics card than yours is estimated to take about 450 watts of power. Okay.
I only have a 500 watt power supply.
So you're under that.
And I'm definitely under that because I don't do hard games. And I did a low end build because I didn't want to spend a lot of money and I didn't intend on playing huge games.
I'd say you're pulling about 200 to 220 watts of power.
Sure.
One of the most common graphics card taken for these mining rigs are 3090s.
Okay. Yeah.
Massive fucking 12 gigabyte card.
Okay.
They take 300 watts to run them themselves.
So you have like power supplies at your ass.
Imagine the amount of power that these rigs that are running 30 of these in fucking parallel are running. Imagine your hydro bill.
I
would go into cardiac arrest if I saw my hydro bill. But they're not, because even rigs like that, they're making one Bitcoin every like couple months.
Oh, $6,000 every couple months seems worth it. I don't get it. You know what? We are both too dumb to have this conversation.
So much hydro.
We're both too dumb to have this conversation. I want to get somebody to explain it properly.
And
for dummies. I want someone to explain it for dummies for us.
I'm going to show you a picture real quick.
Okay, well, that's not going to help the viewers. Listen, I keep saying viewers. We don't have video yet. We're getting there.
Listeners.
We'll have viewers soon. Hopefully. We'll get some YouTube shit going up soon. But,
look. Okay. Let me rotate this.
Yo, just show me later,
bro.
Out of
my technology. I need to show you.
I feel like I've seen the picture you're going to show me. Is it like a table full of the graphics cards?
Look at the power coming
from. Yeah, I sent you guys that picture.
Look at the power.
Yeah, I don't get it.
There's 18 extension cords in there.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Fuck them.
Bro, I don't know.
That could be in my computer.
Sure.
It could be. That one of those could be in my computer right now.
Sure. Hit them up.
Prick. Hope you're happy making $18 a day and consuming $78 an hour of hydro.
And I'd like to say that budget builds are okay, but they're not, because people are still buying low-end ones.
The only thing people have available right now are 1060s.
Yeah, we don't need to speak tech talk, because a lot of the people listening don't know what any of this means.
I know, but it's sad.
We've gone for like 20 minutes on PC parts.
We've just been ranting this episode.
It's been good.
It has been a good one.
Eh, we'll see. People will tell us.
The listeners will speak. I don't know. What else you got?
I don't know, man. Anything I got's going to be too long of a conversation for the time we have left.
What kind of time are we looking at?
Oh, we're at 120.
We could probably cut it.
Yeah.
Bring it to
I might cut out a bit. There's a few things I might chop out of here. I didn't take a pee break.
You didn't take a pee break this episode.
Yeah.
That's good.
I stopped drinking beer because I figured it'd be too many.
Well, yeah, we got to be responsible.
Definitely.
Totally, dude.
Totally.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. We've done good. So if anyone listening thinks they want to come hang out with us to do an episode, we did two episodes already with some guests. That's not going to be a constant. It'll be semi-regular. We'll have people maybe every couple episodes, every other episode. We don't know yet. We're still getting the vibe of what people like and what they listen to. We have analytics.
We got our training wheels on still.
We have the analytics, so we can see what people like and don't like. The guest episodes have done about average. So we figure that that's something that people are not hating.
Yeah.
So
well,
that's
I mean,
good.
We haven't really got one that people have hated yet.
No, not really. Which, I mean, criticism is always welcome to us. We want to know how you...
I mean, as long as you're not being a jackass.
I mean, if our episode's really shit, it would be good to know.
Yeah. But helpful criticism is always welcomed.
And if you got a story you want to talk about, you think you'd be well suited for this show, or you know, something unique about you. I know that one thing I forgot to ask my brother about in the brothers episode was about his summer job of tree planting
in the Berta.
In Berta in BC. He's got some cool stories out there, so I'm probably going to drag his ass out here for another episode before he goes back out west again.
Sounds good.
And yeah, I mean, you know, that's it for my guest rant. And what else we got? Any more closing remarks that I'm completely skipping over? We did birthdays at the beginning of the episode.
No, we got birthdays for this week.
Didn't we just do them at the beginning of the episode?
Did we?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we were recording.
Yeah, we were, bro.
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 I don't think we were.
Bruh, we were.
We did.
You looked it up already. What are you doing?
Joey.
Make notes, bro. We have notepads in front of us to cheat our way through.
Did you write
this.
Notes?
I didn't write about what we talked about. I just have it up in the good old noggin.
Yeah. It's a good thing it's running today.
It's sort of running. Yeah, I don't know. We'll just call it here, I guess. A little bit earlier, a little bit shorter episode than normal, but...
We did,
You know, we originally did say we were going to run these about an hour 15 on average. And
yeah, we kind of migrated to an hour and a half.
Yeah, and people still listen to pretty much the whole thing.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I don't know. As long as people get us the view count or the listen count. Fuck, I got to stop saying views. Let's get some cameras in here in the next 2 months.
Notch?
What?
Notch?
Notch?
You know what that means?
No.
So if you don't do it, I get to shave a notch in your eyebrow?
Right. That whole fucking college thing. No, thank you.
Okay, well.
Unless you want to shave your eyebrow. I already got a little scar on one of my eyebrows somewhere that shows that I had fallen on a staircase when I was a kid.
How's that?
Odds is the one I know. That's it. Odds. Same thing, though.
Yeah, I guess. We're going to get some video shit in here. Then everybody can witness us.
Hopefully, that's one thing we forgot to talk about. Hopefully, by the time this episode comes out, there are some less restrictions on the lockdown that we are experiencing in COVID. I need to get a haircut.
Yep, you do.
I think I mentioned that already in this episode. 100%
you do need to get a haircut.
But hopefully, something social can happen.
And we can have more peeps in here.
Yeah. But anyways... Thank you all for listening to the Dick Van Mike Show. This has been episode 9? 9. Good job keeping track.
I got you.
And again, like we said in the beginning, we got stickers. Send us your address if you want a sticker. I'll just mail it to you. Just say, I want sticker and send your address. Or just say sticker. Sticker. And then address. And you'll get one whatever time the post office takes to send it
out. Only thing we're going to ask of people is that when you receive the sticker, put a story up of it and tag us.
Yeah.
And say, we got your sticker.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. Or if you want one expressed to you, just send us something that you showed you shared it. Like throw in your story and say, now I want my sticker, please.
Yeah. Done.
And we got
Let's do that.
And that's it. We've dragged on this
outro.
We're
not asking you for money. We're just asking you for publicity.
Literally.
And free advertising.
And yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. Thank you for listening to episode 9 of the Dick Van Mike Show. And a final little quote to get you out here.
Oh, wait. Where can they find you before we do our final quote?
They can find our show at the Dick Van Mike Show on Instagram and Facebook. They can find me on Instagram at Richard Harknett.
And they can find me at MADALESSANDRO1L 20 on Instagram. MADALESSANDRO20. 1L.
Perfect.
Two S's.
And the exit quote, looking back fucks with your neck. Keep looking forward.
And on that note,
have a wonderful day.
Bye.